Thank you for calling Stevens Claims and Management. My name is Debbie. How may I help you?
Debbie, I'm calling about a letter I got in the mail. I had a Amazon truck run into my house, and this letter I got has not my name on it or anything. Just has a property address, and so just making sure it's not a scam and what I need to do.
Okay, does it have a claim number or anything?
It does, yep.
Okay, what's that number?
XC-ORCA-24-02392.
Okay, what's the date where the accident happened?
4/2/24.
Okay. And what's the letter telling you?
It's telling me that it says the City of Claims and Management Services third-party claims administrator for the above-referenced insurance claim. Please direct any correspondence or inquiry related to the caption loss to our attention. And then it says an Amazon truck rolled into a structure on your property, reaching out to see if you had damage, which obviously I did. If so, are you filing the claim with us now? I didn't do anything. I'm sure my insurance company has contacted whoever they have. And it says if we don't hear from you within 30 days, we're going to close our claim.
Okay. I'm trying to pull that up. Yeah, it says it hit the garage at 3203 Sunnyfield Drive in Athens, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Okay. Something about missing information. Yeah, that's all I see. Something about they're missing some kind of information. I don't know what that is. You'd have to actually talk to the adjuster for that. I don't know if your insurance is handling that, or do you have an agent that's handling that? Or,
I mean, I've been dealing with the adjuster on my homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
And, of course, he's on vacation, so I tried calling him first.
Yeah, the one that we have listed on here that's supposed to be handling this is Janice Fernandez. Do you want her information?
Denise Fernandez from...
Janice.
That's from Denise.
This would be for the Amazon vehicle.
Okay, yep, I'm ready.
Her name is spelled J E N as in Nancy I E C E and then Fernandez F E R N A N D E Z. Let me find her. Her email address is going to be janice.fernandez@xclaims.claims.
The letter I've got has some Moses Otero.
Moses. I do have Moses's information on here. That's strange because it says it's for, let me give you both of their information just in case.
I've got Moses.
Oh, you got his? Okay. And
I do. On this
you have
letter,
his phone number as well?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I don't know why.
But I actually called that number first, and that's a guy. It was an answering machine. It was a lady. So that's why I didn't know whether to
leave
any information or not.
Yeah. So, I'll go ahead and give you her phone number just in case you need to contact her. It's 830-255-4959. And sometimes they'll put more than one person on the claim, so they may be working together or something. I'm not really sure, but
Right. All right.
Good.
Well, I'll try her number because
Okay.
the other one didn't work. So I'll give her a call and go
All
from
right. What's
there.
the number you have for him to make sure we have the same, you have the right information?
It's 126-729-68909.
Okay. That's not the number we have.
What do
We
you have for
have
him? And I'll write that.
We have 267-296-8909.
Okay.
So I don't know if he has, maybe that's a different, I don't know. I have no idea,
Right.
but that's not what we have to transfer people to or whatever. But that, I mean, the policy number and every, or the claim number you gave me is accurate, but.
Okay.
All right.
All
Anything
right.
else
Well,
I can help with?
Nope. If this doesn't work, I'll try somebody back.
All right. Sorry about that. Sometimes it can
All
be
right.
confusing. All right. You
Yep.
have a good evening, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.